Conservative supporters of George W. Bush have launched a campaign to remove a member of the Florida Supreme Court. Critics of the court are still angry about a pair of rulings that upheld hand recounts in selected Florida counties during the presidential election dispute. The rulings might have decided the election in favor of Al Gore if the U.S. Supreme Court hadn't overturned them. From Tallahassee, Susan Gage of Florida Public Radio reports.
Campaigns against members of the Florida Supreme Court have happened before, but not 2 years in advance of an election, and not with the amount of fervor already building. Two groups have formed in the wake of the presidential election contest to unseat members of the state Supreme Court. John Dowless is the former head of the Christian Coalition of Florida and now serves as an advisor to the Balance to the Bench campaign, one of the organizations taking on the court.
I think with their recent actions, in this past election, we've seen them to be extremely liberal, overly partisan, and they're judicially active.
Balance to the Bench has a website and is in the process of raising money nationally to campaign against members of the court. Court opponents have sent more than 350,000 campaign mailings seeking contributions of up to $1,000. Dowless says rather than conducting a recall effort, his group is targeting members of the Florida Supreme Court when their names appear on the ballot for merit retention. Florida went to a system of merit selection and retention in the 1970s. It allows a commission to give names of judicial candidates to the governor, who then selects a person to serve on the court for a 6-year term. The voters then get the chance to vote either yes or no on whether they want to keep that person on the bench. Dowless notes Justice Harry Lee Anstead, one of the appointees of the late Democratic Governor Lawton Chiles, is up for retention in 2002, and he says his rulings in favor of recounting votes in the presidential election show he needs to go.
Harry Lee Anstead is one who has really just seemed to thumb his nose not only at the will of the people, but also at the will of the U.S. Supreme Court, and disregarded the warnings of Chief Justice Wells, who was very clear in his warnings in this past election trial.
While Dowless says the presidential election case has been the catalyst for this campaign, the court has made other decisions that have angered him and other conservatives. Critics of the Florida Supreme Court cite past cases where the justices upheld a teenage girl's right to privacy when seeking an abortion, and a recent ruling striking down legislation to shorten death penalty appeals as just two examples of a court they say is out of step with the people. Republican State Representative Mario Diaz-Balart says those rulings, coupled with the election case, have left him troubled.
I think they need to really explore what they're doing, what their purpose for being here is, and their purpose should be to protect the Constitution. And some questions have to be asked.
Diaz-Balart's opinion may signal a difficult year for the state Supreme Court in the next legislative session. Although the court may be a third branch of government, lawmakers and the governor hold the purse strings for the state's judiciary. There have been legislative attempts in the past to add justices to the court, change the makeup of the commissions that select justices for appointment to the bench, and even a suggestion to set up another court to handle death penalty cases. Such a decision would give Governor Jeb Bush an opportunity to appoint justices, something he's done only once as a joint appointment with Governor Chiles. For his part, Governor Bush says the state Supreme Court has gotten it wrong a few times in its rulings, but he personally doesn't want to participate in any efforts to remove justices.
We would regret rash decisions that undermined the independence of the Supreme Court and the judiciary in general. I think it would hurt our state, and I think people will recognize that.
But with the campaign starting now against Justice Harry Lee Anstead, some are not so sure that people will see the value in defending the justices unless there is an organized effort to support the Supreme Court. Steve Ufelder is an attorney with Holland & Knight, one of the state's largest law firms.
If we get to a point in Florida where we do have justices thrown off the Supreme Court based upon one or two decisions, it's going to make it extremely difficult for us to get good people to serve.
Ufelder has helped defend other justices that have come under attack at the ballot box, but he says these campaigns have a level of intensity and financial power he hasn't seen before in Florida.
They're starting earlier, and they're starting after a more serious fight in Florida. If you take them at face value, they're talking about millions of dollars that are going to be raised nationally. So I don't take anything for granted. I don't think people that care about the judiciary, care about its independence, who take anything for granted. And that's why I, as a lawyer and a person that's been involved in previous retention efforts, feel like we need to organize an independent group to support these judges.
The last time there was such an intense effort to remove justices from a state Supreme Court came in 1986, when voters in California voted out three appointees of former Governor Jerry Brown, including the Chief Justice Rose Byrd. John Dowless of the Balance to the Bench campaign says he's hopeful that the momentum will build in Florida to have that same kind of success. For NPR News, I'm Susan Gage in Tallahassee.